You want to talk Padres? Lucky for you, we're doing exactly that. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio inside Petco Park.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. We've got ourselves a little guest here. Joining Randy Jones and myself now, Drew Pomeranz. Welcome to the couch, man. How's it going?
Thank you. Good.
Always good to have a left-hander on the couch.
Yeah, I feel like the minority now. I'm outnumbered. Not only the fact that these are two major league pitchers and I've never made it past, 12-year-old little league, but a righty too. So we'll do what we can. This is great. Although I got to say we had Jabari Blash on yesterday and 6'5 and now 6'6. We're really making the host look small here too.
Yeah.
So. Thanks for coming, Drew.
You guys are all tall.
I know.
It's a lot of horses. Yeah.
Squad, yeah.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But you've been throwing the baseball really well. I mean, your last start in spring training here at Petco, it seemed like everything's kind of started clicking for you, hitting good spots, and everything's sharp and in late breaking, and it's continued.
Yeah. I kind of found my stride here. Just attacking guys. Once you get here, it gets a little more real, a little more closer to the season. And, this is the first time I've actually kind of known that, hey, I think I'm actually going to be on the team for this year. So you can actually use that time to work on things a little bit, work on another pitch, work on just kind of getting everything right. And then you can kind of turn it on once the season comes along.
Now, it looks like maybe that curveball, your breaking ball, is setting everything else up real well for you right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it really helps when you throw that, when you have something secondary to throw for strikes. It really keeps them a little more off balance.
It makes that fastball just a little bit quicker.
Yep, it does.
And your fastball, ball by itself, though, has a tendency to, quicken up. That last mm-hmm. 10 feet when it comes to the plate, mm-hmm. it seems to kind of explode a little bit on the hitter.
Yeah.
And so I would think if you're throwing that breaking ball for strikes where they have to worry about that, then all of a sudden now that fastball in on a right-hander is going to get there a little bit quicker.
Yeah, my first couple of years starting in the big leagues here, I was in Denver, and I kind of lost my curveball for a little bit. And I've always had that fastball. It kind of gets on hitters pretty fast. And, it kind of takes that effectiveness away when you don't have anything else to throw because they start canceling out pitches. And, sure enough, they're just sitting on your good pitch, and you're in bad shape.
That's trouble. It's going to get noisy if they do that.
Yeah. We've got Drew on the Cholula hot seat here, by the way. To start your first two starts of the year at Colorado, at Philly, not easy places to jump in either. What was your mindset like coming in when you knew you were going to be in two hitters' parks like that, making your first two starts?
I mean, I started out in Denver. I know how it is. I know how it can mentally kind of psych you out going in there if that's all you're thinking about. But I'm a completely different pitcher than I was when I was there before. I think I'm a lot more rounded. I had an experience that most people don't get to get. I kind of learned pro ball. I got called up my first year, and I got to learn pro ball in general in the big leagues. So, I struggled for the first couple of years, but you gotta keep some of that with you, and it kind of helps you, drives you to be a better pitcher.
Now, Drew, how about we talk about the curveball, good four seam fastball that you can run in? What's that third pitch?
Get a cutter and changeup.
Now, use the changeup very much.
Sort of. I add and subtract with my two seam. Kind of gives that same feel. So I kind of mix them both in there.
Good. Yeah. Instead of a change, use that two seamer to help maybe really set up. You're going to get him out with maybe a four-seamer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But you use the two-seamer to set that up.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
Now, let's talk about – we were just talking the segment before you showed up about how the offense has been struggling, but you guys have been, doing an amazing job. Four straight starts now, all you starters combined, two run to runs or fewer each one of you. What is that mentality inside the rotation for you guys as you keep going to battle while the offense is still trying to figure some stuff out?
That's our job to go out there and give us the best chance to win. So, we're struggling.
That's what Randy said too. Best chance to win. Yeah. It's like you guys are.
We're struggling to score runs right now the last few games, but we got to do better on ourselves. We think we gave up two or less, so we got to give up none next time. It gives our hitters a chance to kind of get rolling and get you don't feel like you're in a hole early on.
And on the other side, we are also talking about when you get on a roll, you're getting some good quality starts, two runs or less. And all of a sudden the rotation kind of gets involved in it. You don't want to be the one. I'm not going to be the one to do it. I'm not giving up four or five runs.
Yeah.
And we use that for motivation and have some fun with it as we compete among each other.
Yeah.
And I used to love that stuff.
Yeah, it's really a competition. It drives your competitiveness out there. This guy before me did well. I don't want to do worse. I want to beat him. And each guy wants to beat the guy in front of him. It's going to set things up nice.
I'm curious. I got to ask this question.
You can ask all the questions you want.
the pregame scouting report before you go out to pitch,
mm-hmm.
is that TMI?
What do you mean?
Too much information.
I don't really watch my first couple of years. I used to watch a lot of video and do all this stuff.
Because Randy thinks it's just information overload for you.
Yeah,
guys.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I used to watch so much stuff, and I'm like, it doesn't really like doesn't matter. Like, this guy's not facing me, and it's everything changes so much. You know, I know my strengths, and you kind of learn what to look for. I really didn't know what to look for at first, and I like to hear like very simple information. Like, you can get this guy out here. Okay, that's good.
Right. And I also said, like, your first time through the lineup and first time you see a team, you know, don't tell me in the back of your head, we don't forget.
Yeah.
We starting pitchers do not forget a hitter that we see.
No.
And you know how you got him out.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you got the third time you got him out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't forget.
No.
And so you've already got a book in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes if you start reading all the scouting reports, like you say in video, it's overload. It's too much
information. Yeah, exactly.
When you get down to the bottom line, it's what you saw the last time you faced him.
Yeah.
You're going to get him out again.
Yeah, exactly.
It really
is. You kind of have most of it in your head. It's, you know, I like to see a little bit of stuff on the new guys, but then, you know, you kind of recreate your own memory of how to get this guy out once you face him.
The one thing about the big leagues, when you make a mistake, you elevate, you're like a thigh-high fastball, you know, that two-seamer.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just don't get away with them. They don't foul them back.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only problem in the big leagues. When you make a mistake,
they'll make you
pay
for it. Yeah,
that's right.
I've had to pay for it plenty of times.
Oh, man.
Your next turnaround is when the Pirates are in town.
Yes.
What's the early scouting report? What are you looking at for them, if anything yet?
Nothing yet. I you know, I'm with Randy on that one. I don't like to, you know, not too much information. It doesn't really benefit you.
Oh, you mean you don't check the newspaper?
Randy was saying he used to read the newspaper the morning of the start and look at the box score. That was his scouting report.
I read it like 3 days before.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm facing the Reds, I want to know who's swinging the bat well in the mm-hmm. lineup. And we didn't have an advanced scout.
Yeah.
So that was my advanced scouting report.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony Perez has 8 hits the last 3 games. I'm gonna keep an eye on Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny Bench is 1-for-12. Don't wake him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him keep rounding out.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. That was
and then
my,
you see what then you see what Dagwood and Blondie are up to in the comics in the next page.
Sure.
Right?
Not a bad idea.
When was the last time you actually read a newspaper, Drew? Does that still happen at all? You guys in the clubhouse?
I mean, you have them around the clubhouse and everywhere, so that's probably the place I see them the most. Everything else is on your phone or Twitter first before it's there anyway.
My, how the times have changed, huh?
You tweet a lot?
No, I read it a lot. I don't tweet a whole lot, though.
I just check it. I might throw something out there. I might just one morning just throw something, just slam you a little bit just to wake you up.
Just see if he's keep paying attention. Yeah. Drew, thanks so much for stopping by, man. You have looked great these first
two
starts, and we're hoping for the best for you the rest of the way.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, and that was Drew on the Cholula hot seat. Uncap real flavor with Cholula hot sauce, the hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and the official hot sauce of the San Diego Padres. Thanks to Drew Pomeranz, we're back with some more Padres Social Hour. Don't go anywhere.